This is the week after Thanksgiving, a time when, the cartoonists draw, turkeys that did not see the inside of a grocer's freezer are giving thanks. A good time, then, to review the laws out there protecting, in a sense, that tender creature. Turkeys still around after last week's festivities, lend me your ears, if you have them. Those of us on the other side of the fork should know, too, that the legal news on the turkey front is mixed, at best. There is a law preventing turkey scrambles, for example, those contests in which a turkey is thrown into the air and the fun-loving participants attempt to catch it. Think greased pig contest with feathers. That's against the law in Minnesota. But out east, there's another turkey law, one promoting something called Youth Turkey Hunting Weekend. The legislature in Vermont recognizes but one weekend a year for that special time when armed youngsters 15 and under are allowed to bag a turkey, and not in the grocery sack sense. There are, in the states of Alabama, Massachusetts, and South Carolina at least, statutes making none other than the Meleagris gallopavo, the wild turkey, the official state game bird. Which also cuts both ways. Better to be the official bird, of course, than the official game bird. In Kentucky and Louisiana, interested residents can purchase an official turkey license plate. The extra money goes to enhance turkey habitats, but you can probably guess why. Speaking of turkey hunting, in Alabama, you'll be convicted of a crime if you try to hunt a wild turkey with your trusted canine rover. It is illegal there to turkey hunt with dogs. Violate that provision, and they'll never, ever induct you into the Turkey Hunters Hall of Fame, a museum created by the legislature in Alabama to honor noteworthy and exceptionally skilled turkey hunters. In Illinois, the legislature hasn't created a turkey-related Hall of Fame, but it is illegal to take, as the statute puts it, wild turkey using dogs. Furthermore, in the land of Lincoln, don't you dare use a horse, a car, an airplane to stalk the wild Meleagris. That's against the law as well. If you do take a wild turkey illegally, the Illinois Wildlife Code forces you to pay $250 to the state, which is a lot considering that you pay only $25 if you take fur-bearing mammals in violation of the code. It's less, though, than the turkey fine in Indiana, where if you take or possess a wild turkey unlawfully, you pay $500, $1,000 for your second offense. And yes, people do defend themselves when charged with these turkey laws. They take these matters to court. In Georgia, a 73-year-old woman convicted of possessing a wild turkey without a license, the game warden, the court wrote, found the turkey in plain view in the woman's van and promptly read her her Miranda rights, convinced a court to overturn her conviction. She didn't know that her companion's turkey hunting license wasn't valid. So the woman was convicted, then absolved. One state legislature prevents a turkey scramble, and another sends its youth on a turkey shoot. We preserve the native turkey habitat for reasons other than to ensure that turkeys live a long and luxurious life. No matter how you slice it, turkeys don't have much of a leg to stand on legally. But you probably already knew that based on the turkey leg that's in your fridge right about now. I'm Amy Guida.